This is Don Bluth, and you're listening to the Animation Addicts Podcast with the Rotoscopers.
Hi, I'm Bill Farmer. Welcome to the Animation Addicts Podcast.
Hi, Rotoscopers. This is Steve Hickner.
Hey, this is Lou Mangiello from WDW Radio, and you are listening to the Animation Addicts Podcast with the Rotoscopers.
Hey, Rotoscopers. This is Tom Bancroft, and you're listening to the Animation Addicts Podcast.
Hi, everyone. This is Glenn Teen, and you are listening to the Animation Addict Podcast with the Rotoscopers. They are awesome.
Hello, hello. Welcome, animation fans from all corners of the earth. My name is Mason, and you are watching the Animation Addicts Podcast with the Rotoscopers.
You're listening to the Animation Addicts Podcast, episode 170.
With the Rotoscopers.
Oh, yeah. You're listening to the Animation Addicts Podcast with the Rotoscopers, episode 170. Voicemail listening party.
Imaginary party. This episode is brought to you by the patrons. Thank you so much for all of your years of support. You really have made the podcast what it is.
Welcome to the Animation Addicts Podcast with the Rotoscopers, Disney, DreamWorks, Pixar, Don Bluth, and everything in between. I'm your host, Morgan Stradling, joined by my amazing, beautiful co-host, Chelsea Robson. Give a bow. Say hello.
Why, thank you. And the sentiment is shared.
Always.
Amazing and beautiful. That's just how we do it.
We are your amazing and beautiful Animation Addicts. We are the hosts of the Animation Addicts Podcast, and we are here for our voicemail listening party for our final episode before we go on hiatus, and it's going to be fun. I'm really excited. We got so many voicemails on our last episode. We put out a call for voicemails, and the turnout was incredible. So thank you everyone who sent in voicemails. We're really excited to listen to them all and talk about them and go down memory lane and just have a good time talking about the podcast and the movies that we love.
Not just voicemails too, but we did get quite a few shout outs on the website too. So thank you to everyone who has ever listened, has ever commented, and has ever made, I mean, really this podcast was made by fans for fans, and all of the fans in return have really, I mean, it's just, everybody makes this what it is. It's just amazing. You know, I didn't really know how to go about putting all these voicemails in because we got over 20 voicemails, and that's just the people who went out of their way to like send in a voicemail. We've received so many letters and so many just comments here and there. It's been really overwhelming, the response back, and just your guys' love has really made it really special for us. But I didn't really know how to like do this, except I just put the names on the files. And so we're going to do it in alphabetical order. So these are the people who sent in voicemails. We're going to start out with Alex Beasley.
Hello, this is Alex calling in to give my thoughts on the final episode. Morgan, Mason, and Chelsea have provided so much joy and laughter to me over the years, and I wish to share my favorite moments of each of them. My favorite Mason moment is when he pitched the idea for a film about VHS tapes taking revenge on their owners in the Brave Little Toaster episode. As a fluent German speaker, I also thought it was hilarious whenever he attempted to speak German on the podcast. My favorite Chelsea moment is her all out of nice rant in the Coraline episode. Even though that movie is one of my favorites, I can definitely understand her grievances with it. And my favorite Morgan moment is when she revealed that she watched The Lion King so much when it came out on video that her father threatened to take it away from her. I can definitely relate to that. Rest assured that the Toy Story 3 episode was one of your best. And so I will close this voicemail with my favorite line from that movie. So long, partners.
Aw, so cute.
So nice. So we've heard a lot from Alex over the last year or so. And so it's been really cool. I had no idea that he was living in Germany. Like the first time he like said that, I was like, wait, what? I was so confused, but that's awesome.
Gets a kick out of Mason's old German impressions. Good time. I definitely remember that moment about the VHS owners taking over. And, you know, hey, there's a movie for everything. It's just waiting to be made. Why not? You know, Mason, we're waiting.
Right. Well, and then also, he really should. The VHS have come to take over. Yeah. And then I had totally forgot about my Coraline comments of I'm all out of nice. Because I guess, yeah, I do remember saying like I'm like the nice one and I do have a hard time saying anything mean. And so it's just like I'm all out of nice. I'm no. I've crossed the line, Coraline.
All right. So our next one is from Alyssa Roy. So Alyssa is one of our roto writers. She's written on the website for a variety of things. She's also one of our in-house Peanuts experts. She joined us on our episode where we talked about the Peanuts special. So that was really exciting. So let's hear what she has to say.
Hi, Morgan, Mason, and Chelsea. This is Alyssa Roy, your old friend from the roto writers crew. And it was really hard for me when I heard the news that you guys are ending, but you know what? It's sad sometimes, but life moves on, and I'm so impressed by everything you guys have done in the last few years, and I'm just excited to see what you do next. I've really grown to love you guys and the rest of the Roto Writer community and, you know, all the other podcast listeners as well. I've just been really impressed by the community you've created, filled with just lovely friendly people, and I just have made so many friends, and I've really felt like I've gained this really nice community of just people who are passionate and nerdy like me. And, you know, even when I've been alone through moving or graduating high school or college or grad school or moving again, and, you know, your podcast has always been there for me, and I'm just so glad for all that it's been able to do to make myself and I know many other people really happy. So, you know what? The podcast is always going to be there. I've been listening to all your old episodes during my most recent move, and it's just really exciting to see where you guys go next. I'm just so proud of everything you have done. And, well, it's sad that you guys are leaving. It's still, you know, bittersweet. We'll see where you go next, and it'll be an adventure for us all. So thank you guys for everything. You know, always just keep being awesome. I know you're only one Time Vortex away, and just keep up the good work. You guys are all beautiful, amazing, funny people, and, you know, as long as you keep doing that, the Rotoscopers will live on. Love you guys. Bye.
Aw, Alyssa. That's so nice.
I love Alyssa. She is amazing, and it's just really, really cool to see her journey, because when we first started the podcast, she was just, you know, finishing up high school, and then she did her degree, and then she went and got her MBA. And, you know, she's been a part of the team from the very beginning almost. She was our very first round of writers that we brought on. Alyssa was a part of it. And I loved that she called out the team, because our Roto Writer team are really special. And I love just interacting with them and seeing what this community has been able to do for our team members. There's people who have been able to, you know, the people who write for the website, it's volunteer, and we don't have like a quota of like, you have to write a certain number of articles a week or a day, you know, just because everyone has their own lives and schedules. And this is just something fun to do because you love animation. And it's been really cool to see, you know, people get opportunities because of the experience that, you know, other experience they have, but then this is kind of shows that you're involved in the industry and whatnot. So I've been really excited to see people actually go and work for movie studios, get internships, and whatnot. And some people, that was their desire, and other people, they just love animation and they don't necessarily want to work in animation, but nonetheless, the team is amazing. Alyssa's been a huge part of that since the beginning. She's our OG Roto Writer, or one of them. So, and yeah, one of our first listeners.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
I remember you were still, like, you had just gotten married and you were living in that first apartment you were in. And so this was, before episode 30. So probably within the first year. And I remember getting an email from her, and like that first time, because she also has a sister with Down syndrome. And so we like bonded on that. I was like, oh, Alyssa. But yeah, she's just like, just watching people. The podcast has really been a link to all those people that I never would have known these people without it. And it's just such an amazing gift. Our next one is from Amy.
Hi, Rotoscopers. This is Amy. I first started listening to your podcast around the time the Shrek podcast came out, and I've been hooked ever since. My favorite part of the Shrek podcast was where Morgan and Chelsea were talking about the toes. Some of my other favorite moments were the anthropomorphic duel in the Zootopia podcast and the Disney princess redesign nerdy couch discussion from the Mulan podcast. It was fun to hear you talk about the movies you loved, and also fun to hear you talk about the movies you didn't love, such as Angry Birds. As a fan of the Disney Scenic game, I enjoyed watching you guys play it on your YouTube channel. I really appreciate you making the list of every episode ever. That makes it so easy to re-listen to my favorite podcast. I'm sad to hear your podcast is ending for now, but I appreciate all the hard work you've put in over the years. Good luck in all your future endeavors. Bye.
Oh, Amy, so nice.
Seriously. It's funny, like, she's mentioned the Disney Scene It challenge that the three of us did. I was like, that was good times.
Very good times.
30 minutes of us just hanging.
right. Just hanging on the couch, playing Disney Scene It, dominating my competition.
You did dominate that one. you did, you know. But I will say, I still hold on to that very first time that we ever played Disney Scene It, where I dominated at the very end. With Operation
Dumbo Drop. I mean, of all things. Sorry, I wasn't up on my elephant, Disney elephant.
It was like, even just a, anyway. Oh, thank you, Amy. That was so great. All right. This is from Bethany, and she is a Roto Nation member. And this, I'm very excited for this one. One time, well, I'll just save it for after. So here's Bethany.
Hi, Rotoscopers. This is Bethany. I just want to thank you so much for all the time that you've put in on the podcast. I discovered your podcast in 2016, and that was just a crazy time in my life. I had twins at the end of 2015. I had a two-year-old, and my twins were about 8 weeks early, so they were in the NICU. When they came home, they were on oxygen. They had two surgeries that first year. And at the same time, my 27-year-old brother was going through cancer treatment. So 2016 was just such a crazy year. And that was when I discovered your podcast. And, you know, going someplace with three children under three, two of them with oxygen tanks, was kind of just not in the cards for a very long time. And so your podcast was such a relief because I got to hear adults talking and it was fun and it got my mind off the fact that things were just really hard and difficult and trying to figure out how to care for my babies. And so I just thank you for that. I thank you for the time that you put in giving a voice to this generation that grew up on VHS tapes of all these different animated movies and who still loves them and still appreciates them on different levels. I know that, you know, there's tons of funny quotes and funny moments that, you know, we've laughed. And as we've been looking back at these movies, some for the first time and some not in a really long time. But I just remember when we were, when I was listening, I went back through the back catalog and made my way through, and I was super psyched for the Sleeping Beauty episode because that's my favorite. And Chelsea was doing Catch and Fire, and so you were going through all these rapid fire questions and all of Chelsea's answers. I was like, oh my gosh, we're like the same person. I'm the redheaded Chelsea. So in a lot of ways, it was nice to feel like, oh yeah, I'm not the only one who, you know, knows who Mark Davis is off the top of my head and can gush about him for a really long time. So thank you, ladies. You got, you and Mason as well, kind of helped me through a really, really difficult year and a really overwhelming year by helping me get my mind off of, how just kind of overwhelmed and, kind of in a rough place that I was. So just know that, all those years you put in, you were helping people and, bringing happiness and laughter to their day. So thanks, ladies. Bye.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, Bethany. You know, it's one thing that you kind of forget about when you're doing the podcast is the silent listeners and how much the show means, you know, to people. You have people who will send in emails or send in voicemails, or they'll join as a patron, or people who won't, but it still is a huge part of their life and something that's really, really important to them. And so it's just really touches my heart to hear how the podcast helps people, and, you know, Bethany in particular during a really hard time, stressful time, because I know podcasts are my escape as well. And I guess I sometimes can forget, you know, it's just like, okay, got to do the podcast. Great. Put it out. Boom. And so it's really nice to hear those stories and about how much the podcast and the discussions and just everything has meant to people over the years.
Yeah. You know, actually, there, I'll tell you something, Morgan. Hearing this one actually reminded me of when we were very first starting. I almost didn't do it with you. There was a moment where I felt like I knew that it would take time, and I knew that it would be an investment.
Oh, it took time.
I know. Oh, yes, it did. But I knew that that would be a part of it, and like, there was that part of me that was like, should I be spending this time on something that's quote unquote, you know, more meaningful? And because, you know, like I kind of grew up with this idea of, you know, TV and movies and cartoons and all these things are a waste of time, which can be if you are not using them in a productive way, I guess. But at the same time, it was just like something fun that we always loved. And so there was that one side of like, oh, I just want to have some fun. But then there was also the side it was like, oh, but it's not going to be anything meaningful. It's just me being really like selfish and just wanting to like veg out and have some fun. And there was a time when I just like, that was a thing in my head of like, do I do this or not? And, yeah. So hearing things like this, it just is such an amazing thing because you realize how every bit of creativity that you do, and even just the things that may be not quite as, you know, quote unquote important, every bit of creativity can help someone. And in ways that we just don't understand. I mean, the fact that we just sit here, gush about things that really in the long term don't really matter, but it can help somebody as an escape from something that may be going on that's really hard. And that was one of the biggest things that I got from this specific voicemail, but also just, man, through the whole thing. I've just kind of like been seeing that more and more, and it's just kind of a overwhelming thing.
Wow. Yeah. I had no idea, Chelsea. This could have been totally different journey. It would have just been the Mason Morgan show.
Yeah.
We would not have had our country music superstar, our token music person to balance us out.
Well, yeah. I mean, it would have been an entirely different 6 years.
You are more than that. You just are more than just our token superstar. Okay.
I'm so glad.
Which everyone needs to have a token superstar. Let's
be- I mean, I just, it's just one of those things that you realize, like, creativity matters, you know, no matter how somebody may feel, like, one, you know, if somebody's like really super into, you know, current events and politics and whatever, and thinks that anything creativity is not something that matters. No, it does. It really matters. And so that's just been a huge, you know, not so much an eye opener, but just like a confirmation. So, and also to go back to the part where Bethany said, I am like the redheaded Chelsea. I'm like, oh my gosh. So not too long ago, I was doing live chats on Instagram where I would invite somebody from the chat to join in and I would ask like questions on like just trivia, and Bethany answered. And like, so we got to talk on that whole thing. And I was like, I fell in love with Bethany. I was like, oh my gosh, you are so amazing. I want to have you like around my whole life. You're so great. So Bethany, on so many levels, you enriched our lives as well. So thank you.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510, is he declaring an emergency? There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right. So next we have Bill from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Hi, Rotoscopers. This is Bill from Ann Arbor, Michigan. I'm sorry to hear that the Animation Addicts podcast is going on indefinite hiatus because I think it's the most enjoyable podcast I've encountered in regard to motion pictures. And I hope it won't be too long before the reels are rolling again. My favorite moment of the podcast is when you guys got to visit and interview the great Don Bluth himself in his own living room and theater. The Secret of NIMH is arguably the greatest animated feature film made outside of the Disney banner, and the only non-Disney feature I've found that can match it is The Iron Giant. I am very much looking forward to the Dragon's Lair animated feature. I am certain that it's going to be gorgeous. Sometime over the horizon, I would love to see the Rotoscopers review two particular motion pictures. The first is a 1954 color British adaptation of George Orwell's Animal Farm. If you do an internet search, you can find it. It's a faithful adaptation of the novel done in the quality and style of theatrical animation of that time. The only condition I would give on that is that each of you read the novel as well as watch the movie, because like Fahrenheit 451, the book is short but extremely educational. The second feature film I have in mind is The Chipmunk Adventure, which was made in 1987. These days, more people are probably familiar with the live-action CGI movies, but The Chipmunk Adventure is done in beautiful cell animation. The signature musical number, The Boys and Girls of Rock and Roll, is exquisitely choreographed. Disney animators actually worked on it following the box office failure of The Black Cauldron. And this movie remains to me the crown of the Chipmunks empire. And I'd love to see what you guys have to say about it. So thanks for all the good times, and we'll see you at the movies.
Wow. Thank you so much, Bill. That's a huge compliment. One of the most enjoyable movie podcasts, which there are quite a few movie podcasts out there. And we focus on the niche of animation, obviously, but it's a lot of really great shows and really big shows. You know, sometimes you kind of compare yourselves to those really big shows. Like, wow, you know, maybe if I just talked about general movies, maybe we'd be bigger, but it really isn't about the numbers. You know, the show has grown very tremendously. So it's quite a big audience, which we've always appreciated. But those two suggestions, very interesting. Definitely two sides of the spectrum. Animal Farm, you know, it's interesting. That's one film that I've never seen, but I've always wanted to check out. Mm-hmm. And having read the book in high school, would like to reread it again and then watch the film.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we'll put that on the list. And then the other.
Chipmunks.
I was not expecting that.
Neither was I. I was like, wait, what? I was expecting something like Secret of Kells or something like that, you know? Like something really deep and thoughtful.
Like, doesn't that just go to show what the Animation Addicts podcast is all about?
It really does.
Inside the total artistic masterpiece almost, and it's super deep and really faithful to the source material. And then you got the Chipmunks on the other side. And I can't judge because I haven't seen it, so I'm not like making fun of it all. I'm just saying, like, but that's what we did. We would hit all these different films, and it really didn't matter whether it was a serious or fun or good or bad movie. We just did it and had a great time. So
I mean, from Watership Down to, you know, the Shrek films, it's just like, what?
The Hobbit, yeah. So many miniskirts.
Oh my gosh. Oh, so good. Thank you, Bill. We really, really appreciate that. All right, our next one is Chelsea. Not me, but another.
Hello, Rotoscopers. My name is Chelsea. I'm obviously not Chelsea Robson, but a different Chelsea. I just discovered your podcast back in August, and I'm really sad to see it go. I loved it. I love animated movies, so I loved hearing your views because it's like you guys got me. I feel the same way you guys do about animated movies. Well, I wish you the best of luck in any future projects that you're doing. I'm just still a little sad to see it go. I don't really have any specific special memories about the podcast, but I pretty much loved all the episodes. They're all very interesting to listen to you guys talk because it's like you guys get it. You guys understand animated movies. Well, thanks for listening to my voicemail. Bye. And again, good luck on any future projects that you guys are doing. Bye-bye.
Ah, Chelsea, not Chelsea Robson. Thanks so much. It's actually one of the things that kind of makes me really sad are people who've discovered the podcast, you know, within the past year, even the past month or two. And Chelsea and I had kind of been talking about this behind the scenes before we announced it. And we would get tweets and messages. Hey, just discovered your podcast. It's my new favorite podcast. I love it. And then me behind the scenes would just be like this really sad face because I'm like, oh, man, I feel like I'm letting new listeners down, but we do have an amazing backlog of episodes, which will take you quite a long time to get through. So
13 days, actually. If you listened straight through 13 days, it would take you to listen to every single Animation Addicts episode.
So there you go.
There you go.
Homework.
Rotoscopers.com/podcast list. All right, next one is from Crystal Della Torre.
Hi, Morgan. Hi, Chelsea. Hi, Mason, maybe. You've never heard from me. My name is Crystal Della Torre, but I have heard a lot of you guys. I have followed you guys since I was in middle school, and I am now a freshman in college, which is pretty cool. I'm very sad that you guys are leaving, because literally, like, sometimes I don't even want to watch the movie. I just want to listen to your voice, to your podcast. And I listen to you when I'm doing homework or when I'm drawing or painting, and it's great. I don't know if you guys remember this, but you one time received a very kind of personal email regarding your Cinderella episode and how it helped me realize that it's not weak to be kind and such and such. And I'm that person. And I just want to say thank you for all you guys, for all that you guys have done. You created a wonderful community, and I hope we still hear from you. And, I'm currently studying animation. I thought that just pertained to the whole idea of your podcast. So wish me good luck in my adventures, and I wish you very good luck in your adventures. I hope we hear from you soon. Bye. Love you.
And then part two.
Okay.
I felt like my last voicemail wasn't heartfelt enough. But I just wanted to say thank you for all the laughs and memories and great reviews and being a part of some of my great memories, like going down to the beach. So while I listen to you guys' podcast and the atmosphere, like the vibe, I guess, just feeling great. This podcast means a lot. It's the first podcast I listen to. But yeah, that's it. I just wanted to add a little bit more. Bye, guys. Good luck. Love you.
Oh, that's...
Aww.
I love you, Crystal. Wow. I do remember getting that email. And that Cinderella episode, I feel like I'm still very passionate about my feelings about Cinderella because I think Cinderella does get a bad rap, you know, for being weak. And I don't think that she is weak at all. But it's just really cool. I feel like I'm just say this over and over again to hear from these listeners who've listened from the very, very beginning. And they've like literally grown up listening to the podcast from like middle school to a freshman in college studying animation. How cool is that?
That's so cool.
And like her very first podcast was this, you know, and I know what my very first podcast was that I listened to and had a very special place in my heart. So that's incredible that we've been able to be on this journey with you as you've grown up and many more amazing things to come. You know, Crystal's going to be making her own movie someday.
Yeah. Yeah. And the fact that she ended up sending two because she didn't feel like the first one was heartfelt enough. I'm like, no. Like I welcome all of your voicemails because they were very heartfelt. And I just, wow. Thank you so much. Glad to have you.
All right. Our next voicemail is from Daniel.
Good whatever time of day it is, Rotoscopers. This is Danny here. And I thought I'd contribute to this special voicemail episode. I want to say that I'm really happy that I discovered this podcast a couple of years ago, because I love animation, and I really enjoy the casualness of each podcast as you guys cover different movies and all that stuff. I've binged on many podcasts a while back, and I guess at this point I've gotten to know you guys so well, I'd be happy to consider all of you friends. I also really appreciate when you guys play the voicemails I send in. That really makes my day. Anyway, off the top of my head, I think my favorite podcast you guys did was the review of both Jungle Book movies. And as for favorite memories, I have two. One of them is the time I trolled Chelsea, Rachel, and Chad with the Trololo song in a voicemail.
Ah, yes.
And the other is when I drew fan art of Morgan, Mason, and Chelsea in the movie Fantasia.
Also
and
classic.
Morgan thanking me on Twitter for the great drawing. I'll never forget that. Anyway, I wish all of you the best of luck with your future endeavors, and should you ever do another podcast, I'll be sure to give it a listen.
Well, thank you, Danny. Man, Danny, it's funny. We've had certain listeners who've become regulars over the years. And, you know, some were during the middle years, some were during the beginning years, some during the later years. And when I think of kind of these last few years of the podcast, Danny definitely is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And was very consistent with his emails and hello, whatever time they're road troopers, and, you know, just definitely had his hook that he would introduce, you know, so we knew what we're getting with when it was Danny's email, which was or his voicemail, which was awesome. And yeah, he was always drawing really cool pictures, and just I was really flattered anytime anyone would do fan art of us. It's really going out of their way to, you know, draw us, and who doesn't want a picture of themselves? So like every time
I mean, come on.
I'd be just so excited and I love it. So thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. Now we have DJ Slopes. He is also part of the Roto Nation as a patron, and we have really enjoyed getting to know him. Let's hear it.
Hello, Chelsea. Hello, Morgan. And obviously Mason, too, which I hope he's listening to this. Hi, guys. This is DJ Slope from Slope's Game Room. And I know it's been a very long time since I've called into the show, but I have been listening to it. And, well, You're ending it. Although I do believe you will come back. That animation addicts itch will come back to you, and you are going to want to come back and do more. And I'm very excited for when that day comes. But guys, just in case this is the end, I wanted to definitely send in a message and just thank you all so much for so many amazing years of great content. Several of your episodes I've listened to numerous amounts of times. Absolutely. I cannot thank you guys enough. Brilliant, brilliant show. Fantastic. And also, from a professional point of view, when I first started listening to you guys is when I started making my own channel, Slopes Game Room. And I remember looking at the amount of effort that all of you guys were putting in, and especially Morgan as well. And it really did give me the inspiration to push on what I was doing. And I'm not just saying that for any kind of plug or anything like that whatsoever. As you guys know, you have worked with me in the past that sort of stayed hidden behind the scenes. Guys, like, your motivation to what you was doing in the early days is such a huge inspiration for me, and I'm getting close to making this a full-time job. So in part, I really, really want to thank you guys so much. You're absolutely all fantastically incredible. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And also, when I first reached out for people to collaborate with me, the very first person to reach back as part of that project that I wasn't already speaking to was Morgan from the Rotoscopers. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that don't know what I'm talking about, but guys, I'm sorry. I just wanted to thank you all so, so much for many, many years. And, like I say, for giving me that push and that drive to make it on my own, doing my own thing as well. Thank you all so much for a great time, and I really do hope to see you again in the future, or listen to you again in the future. Cheers, guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheers, DJ.
DJ Slope. I am just really impressed with what he's been able to do, and it's really cool to see how he took us as inspiration, because his channel has definitely surpassed our channel. As far as, you know, he has focused on a totally different niche, but yeah, when he first reached out to me, of course, you know, I loved everything that he was doing. And so of course responded back, and, we're DJ. I know we are going to be working on a project together soon. And I've been the one, see, like, you're so motivated and you're going to be doing this as a full-time job. And I've been the one who's been like dragging my feet and have too much going on. But just so you know, like, we're going to still do that project. We need to email us. We need to get this done. Cause I feel bad. Cause it's like been a long time.
Right.
Are we still doing this? Are we still doing this? So yeah, I feel personally, I've been spread thin across a variety of things. And so that's kind of one of the things that I needed to take a look at the podcast and just take a step back. You know what I mean? And I like that he is very encouraging about the podcast coming back, because even though, you know, we say it's on hiatus, but that's because I don't want to say that it's ending, because I do feel in my heart of hearts that we will be coming back. But like at this point in my life, just need a break, which is totally acceptable. I think that's one thing that, you know, we're involved in lots of things in our lives. And sometimes if you're like type A, like me, and you just have to be the best at everything, you just want everything and you want to be involved in everything and do it all, it's really hard to let go. And so this actually has been a difficult process, even though I know this is the best thing for me at this point in time. Like I need a break, right? So you'll see us again. I can't tell you when, and I don't want to give dates, because then the date comes and goes, you'll be sad. And I don't. But you know, very encouraged by his email. I'm really excited that, you know, the podcast and the YouTube channel and different things have inspired people in their own lives to go and pursue their own passions. And, you know, we have patrons who, you know, have their own animation podcasts and YouTube channels and all these different things. And it's really just exciting to me that you can inspire others to, you know, likewise express themselves through their passions. So really, really cool.
Yeah. All right. Next we have Dylan Mentis. He's a standard. I like this one. Let's go.
Hey, Rotoscopers. This is Dylan Mentis calling in for what seems to be the very last time. I can't believe the podcast is ending. You guys were my first podcast I ever started listening to back in 2012, 2013. It was around the Frozen era, which I think a lot of people got on the podcast with. I just want to say thank you so much for each of your hard work. I know that this couldn't have been the easiest thing to keep up with over the years, and I just know, at least with me, it has not gone unappreciated. Your podcast has been an amazing outlet for me and I'm sure other people to get what we think about the animated movies out there along with you, and I just really loved having all these episodes, and I really hope this really is just a break. because I know you guys probably need it. You guys work so hard, but please come back one day. Even if the podcast maybe doesn't come back consistently, I would love to see you guys do future projects because I love the Rotoscopers. Thank you for such an incredible run. Dylan Mentis out.
Aww. I love, like, you can just hear, like, all of the enthusiasm, not just the enthusiasm, but the, like, the sincerity in that. I was like, thank you so much, Dylan.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. I mean, it's just so awesome. And it's just cool to hear, like, these names of people who've become our friends, you know.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of people who they're just like we talked about, like the silent listeners, and that's fine and that's cool. And then there's the ones who called in maybe once, and then there's others that called in very frequently or every few episodes, and then or the names that you see on Twitter are always responding or in the mm-hmm. comments, and like these really are our friends. It's really cool to see and to hear their voices, and I'm just smiling the whole time that you know, everyone's talking and sharing their stories and whatnot, because I really do feel like I'm listening to a friend.
Yeah. All right. So this next one, it's their first time calling in. So I don't know if it's going to be Eden or Evan. I don't know, but you can let me know in the comments of this episode. All right. So let's hear it.
Hey, it's Eden, and I'm leaving my first ever voicemail on hopefully not your last ever episode. I'm so sad that you have decided to end the podcast. I really enjoyed listening to your episodes, and I hope you restart it one day. My favorite episode is The Emperor's New Groove. I especially enjoyed the cronk-off between Mason and your guest judge. It was so cool to know that I was listening to the voice of someone who animated some sequences in the film. Once again, thank you for your amazing podcast, and I really hope you consider coming back. I will also forever miss the nerdy couch. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, that episode with the cronk-off was a good one. That was during the time when Morgan, you were
maternity leave.
Yeah, you were on maternity leave. You were maybe about to have your first or not. I'm not sure, but you're on maternity leave, and so it was just Mason and I. But that was a good episode.
Our next one is from Eli. Here we go.
Hey, this is Eli Sanza, big animation fan and big Rotoscopers fan. I've been following you guys on Twitter ever since I first joined Twitter in 2014, but I know you guys have been recording podcasts since like 2012, so I've been playing catch up, and due to my busy schedule, it's been hard to keep up with the show, but every time I get a chance to listen, I always love it because I love listening to Morgan and Chelsea talk about animated films the same way I talk about animated films in my life, and it's the first show I've ever heard where people talk about animated films and go so in-depth into them the way I do. So I really enjoy it for that reason. And I can't believe that the show's going to be on hiatus because, wow, I just now started finding the time to listen to them. But you know what? At least I'm going to be able to catch up to all of them by the time you guys ever possibly come back. Hope you do. It's a great show.
All right. That's one way to end it.
Okay.
It is a great show. What can I say? It is a fantastic show. And like I said, there is enough of a backlog, guys, that this is what I just want people to do. It's 13 days. Really? I mean, is it that hard to clear your calendar for days straight and listen to it nonstop?
I wouldn't suggest not sleeping, though, which adds a couple days, but it's okay.
But even if someone were to listen to the episodes from the very beginning all the way to the final episode, you know, once a day or once a week, if someone did that, I'd make a bet we could possibly be back. I don't know. But someone has to do it first. I don't know how fast someone or slow someone can get through all those episodes, because it's quite a few.
Uh-huh.
But yes, this is Eli is one of our Twitter friends, which you, like I said, there's names you recognize from voicemails a lot or emails, and he is our Twitter bud. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for calling in and sharing your thoughts.
All right, so we've got Eric with a K.
Hey, Rotoscopers, this is Eric. This is the first time I've called in. I've been listening since probably the Great Mouse Detective episode.
Good episode.
You guys have just provided so much amazing, hilarious content. I've listened to you guys while I've been drawing, animating, cleaning on the plane.
Cleaning on a plane?
So many great memories. So thank you, Morgan, Mason, Chelsea. Just, wow. You guys are my favorite podcast, and aww. I hope you guys keep making episodes eventually, but you know, if not, the old episodes are definitely worth going back to, so thank you. Just real quick, I wanted to say though, I was recommended this podcast through the Brawl in the Family webcomic, which is like a parody of Super Smash Bros. Nintendo video games. So, you know, I've heard video games talked about on the podcast a little bit, so I wanted to recommend that too. And, you know, if you need another reason to check that out, I believe that Matthew Toronto, the creator of Brawl in the Family, was the one that sent in that Hank Hill voicemail on the Princess Mononoke episode. So, you know, that's a good enough reason to check out the webcomic, I'd say. He's got a great sense of humor. So, yeah, thank you so much, Rotoscopers, for just everything. And I just hope for the absolute best in your guys' futures. So, yeah. Thank you.
That is awesome. I had no idea that we were being recommended
anywhere.
Brawl in the Family, which is a big deal. They have their own Wikipedia page. So, well.
Why don't we have our own Wikipedia page? Get on that, people.
One thing that really kind of struck me was that our show, we positioned it as for fans by fans.
Uh-huh.
But I was always surprised at the number of people who are in the industry or who are artists who actually listen to the show. And that almost intimidated me a bit because I'm not an animator. I'm not necessarily creative in that way. And so I was always secretly wondering if, you know, they're judging me because I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm just a fan and giving my perspective from that point of view. But so the feedback that we have gotten from people in the, you know, the art community, in the animation community, even people who directly worked on the movies we talked about,
yeah,
has been incredibly positive and encouraging. And this community, meaning the animation art community as a whole, is just very supportive. And I never felt like I was being, they're just fans sort of thing. Like the show was very much, The show was very well received from both fans and people in the industry altogether. And that meant a lot to me to see peers like that. And yeah. I say peer, I'm not an animator, so I guess it's not my peer, but, you know, in the community, peer.
Yeah.
Give that feedback.
Yeah. You know, remember when we first started, like there was that, I don't know, somebody in your close, you know, circle said, like, why are you calling it the Rotoscopers? Don't you know that's like, you know, like a hack type of a thing? You know, it's just like, I remember I'm like, well, now it's going to be known as like the greatest podcast ever. So there. But it's like through that whole, like people, I remember somebody telling you and you telling me that like people are just going to look at you like in the industry, like, ugh, don't even try with them, you know? It's just like, it hasn't been that way at all. And it's just been so great. And I, like, do you remember in the dinosaur episode of all episodes? like somebody who worked on Dinosaur sending a voicemail about Dinosaur. And it was like, and it was just like, that is so cool.
So awesome.
Yeah.
You know, talking about the name, and we've mentioned this on previous episodes, you know, on and off, but, you know, going back, I don't know if I would pick the name Rotoscopers. Like, I picked it, just, it's kind of confusing when you talk people don't know what that is. Like, yeah, when I tell people I have a podcast, oh, what is it called? Or, you know, and I say Animation Ags podcast, but when they ask, like, specifically for the website, it's like rotoscopers.com. What? Mm-hmm. R-O-T-O-S-C-O. No, there's not two O's. It's not Rotoscoopers. It's Rotoscopers. And like, this is a thing, you know? And however, it has, for those who are in the know, the cool kids, it really has become this like secret word for animation fans.
Yeah.
And just something fun.
Which is karma. Great karma. All right, our next episode, our next voicemail comes from Esther Rosenfeld.
Hello, Rotoscopers. This is Esther. Yes, I have still been listening to you after 6 years. It is with bittersweet feelings that I hear your news. I'm sorry that you guys have to take a hiatus. At the same time, I want to thank you. Since episode one, the Rotoscopers have always been professional and funny and just so polite and thoughtful to all the fans. I always get a smile to find out you have a new podcast uploaded. So some of my favorite moments I remember are Chelsea breaking out into song during the episode Joseph King of Dreams. Morgan, I'm delighted every time you give us the backstory and the origins of a Disney fairy tale and where they come from, such as the Grimm brothers or Hans Christian Andersen. And for Mason, every single one of his impressions, I just constantly cracks me up. So I wish all of you good luck, and I wish you tremendous success in all of your future endeavors. And from as a Star Wars fan, may the Force be with you.
Nice. Oh, what a perfect way to end it on May the 4th, which is the day that we are recording this.
Yeah.
Be with you.
Esther also has been a standard in the voicemail section, and I've appreciated those.
Yeah, and one of the listeners since the very first episode. I remember our very first episodes. We would go and we'd look at the stats, and it was like, oh my gosh, in 1 week we have 100 downloads.
Woohoo!
Awesome. It's so incredible. And now you almost take it for granted. You know, if there was only 100 episodes a week, what happened?
No.
What broke?
Yeah.
The fact that, like, you know, not everyone who listens continues to listen and subscribes, you know, and there's been people who've fallen off and or people who just, like, real life gets in the way and you just get – you're not caught up on all the episodes. And Esther has been one from the very beginning, episode mm-hmm. one, Time Vortex. She's been there, which is just really cool that, you know, here we are. You know, kind of bookending our first episode, she was listening, and then the last episode, she's listening, or at least the hiatus episode. There'll be more.
Yeah. All right. Our next one is from Hannah. Hannah.
Hey, Hannah.
Hi, guys. This is Hannah. I wanted to make sure that I left a voicemail to share some good memories I have of the podcast. One of the best memories I have is actually listening to the Swan Princess episode, because that was the very first episode I ever listened to. That was like how I found the podcast. My best friend and I used to love the Swan Princess because it's such a nostalgic film for us. So when I heard your podcast about it, I was like, I'm sold. I'm going to listen to all the other episodes. And I have loved listening to the two of you and Mason review different films over the last few years. When I started listening to the podcast and kind of joined the community, it kind of set me on a path to working in the animation industry, because I realized I wanted to be surrounded by people who love animation as much as I do all the time, especially in my work life. So I became really determined to do that. I went from having no connections to the industry at all to moving to California, and now I'm working at DreamWorks. So I'm very thankful for you guys and the podcast, because every episode was like a reminder of why I love animated films and why I wanted to get into the industry. But I'm excited you guys are getting a break and that you have so many exciting things going on in your lives. And I'm excited to keep participating in the community. So thanks, guys.
Oh, Hannah. So Hannah is one of the Roto writers. We call her the Roto writer. She's part of the Roto team. She's one of our editors who copy edits the articles just to make sure, you know, checking for grammar and whatnot and punctuation. And she's one of the people that when I think of people who've really had success just joining the Roto team, I think of Hannah, because Hannah just has had this really cool journey where she's worked for a variety of studios through different internships, mm-hmm. but now is working at DreamWorks production assistant, which is so amazing, so cool. It makes me really, really happy about all the opportunities this podcast and community has enabled for other people.
Yeah.
And Hannah is so sweet. And I just love that the first episode she found was the Swan Princess episode. We talked about this in a previous episode just recently, but it's a good one, guys. It's just all over the place, but it's so good. And we actually are going to be doing our very last Roto rewatch, you know, last one for a while, of course, going back and rewatching that, and we'll be recording that in a few days, so that's going to be a lot of fun to go back, because that movie is just so great.
It really is. Oh, and then actually there was one time last year when I went out to California, I ended up doing a meetup at Disneyland and Hannah came down. So I got to meet Hannah for the first time and it was so cool. And there were a couple other people there as well. So shout out to my team that showed up that night. So good to meet more people who have been a part of the community. But meeting Hannah was really cool because, like, we'd worked with her and I heard from her several times. So I was like, oh, Hannah. So it was so great. And man, oh, I love Swan Princess. So we definitely have bonded on many levels. All right. Our next one is from Jace Clark.
Hey guys, long time no see or no hear. I thought I'd leave a quick voicemail because even though I haven't been following the podcast recently, like life has gotten in the way quite a bit, I do want to say thank you so much for everything you've done. When I first got into the podcast a couple of years ago, you guys helped me through a very difficult time in my life, and I am so thankful for all those fun podcast episodes and giving me the chance to meet a ton of people who were just as into animation as I was or am. And now I understand that life does get in the way, and so it's very, very sad to see you guys go. But I sincerely wish for the best for you in whatever you choose to do in the future, wherever life takes you. And thanks for everything. Honestly, you've definitely helped a ton of people. And I sincerely hope that you know that you've helped and brought a lot of people together. This is unscripted, so I'm going to stop talking now. But thank you guys for everything and good luck with the future.
Thank you, Jace. Over the years, Jace has sent in some of my absolute favorite voicemails. So thank you for being a part of the team, a part of the community. It's been really great to get to know you.
Yeah, and this kind of, you know, repeats other things that other callers have talked about. But you really don't know what someone is going through, mm-hmm. or even how something that you do in your life can help and make it better for somebody. You know, we have people calling in and letting us know that, hey, the podcast really helped me through a hard time in my life. And, you know, we may never have known that unless they sent in an email or they called and left a voicemail. But I feel there's still others out there that the podcast has helped. And I just want to kind of like take it back to your own life that, you know that your life has value and what you're doing mm-hmm. is helping others in ways that you don't even know. And even if it's just one person, it really does make a difference. And it's, you know, it just really makes me happy to know that other people have found joy in the podcast and it's been able to help them and give them strength because, you know, we all have ups and downs in our lives. And so in our lives, so to have people there or things there to help you get through it is really important. So, you know, if you're ever feeling down, you know, find something to bring you up. But then when you're ready and you can, like, just know that the things you're doing, whether you even recognize it or not, actually are helping other people around you. And you may not even know, you may not even hear it for a few years that, hey, you helped me through that. So, you know, we're all here to help each other in this great magical world.
All right. Now we have Jack Song.
Hey guys, this is Jack calling in from ATL. And I just wanted to call in to say thank you so much for all you guys done for the podcasts, the Patreons and the websites. You guys gave me the content I needed when I needed it the most. This was when like Frozen came out and I really wanted to get back into animation. So I wanted to thank you guys for being there for that. Also, I wanted to share the story of the Rotoscopers t-shirt I have. When I signed for a sign for the Patreon, I got the t-shirt from you guys with the signature, with all your signatures on it. I accidentally put it in with my white laundry. And I ended up dyeing some of my laundry a bit the teal color, and the signature began to fade. I still have the shirt, but I did have a lot of teal socks and white shirts going around. So, unfortunately, I had to throw them out because it doesn't look good at work.
You will always remember us.
Other than that, I want to thank you guys, and I really look forward to hearing from you guys again. So, Morgan, Chelsea, Mason, thank you.
Wow, I did not know about those issues with the t-shirt and it had bleeding issues. I'm so sorry. I assumed everything was okay because it was a a legit company that shirt was manufactured by. But I'm, hey, you always will remember us with those teal socks. I mean,
awesome. All right, Jonathan North.
Hey, Rotoscopers, it's Jonathan North. I just wanted to thank you guys, Morgan and Chelsea and Mason, as I'm sure he's listening as well, not only for the great podcast, but also for the website and the opportunities that you've given to me personally. I think I'd been a Rotoscopers fan for about 2 years when you brought me on as a writer in 2015. And since then, I've made so many great friends. I started a YouTube channel, and I just became part of this great community that has sprung up around everything that you guys created. In many ways, you actually changed my life, and I'll always be grateful for that. I know I'll see you guys around the internet, so this isn't actually goodbye, but I hope this won't be a permanent goodbye to the podcast either. This is where everything began, so someday, even if it takes a while, I really hope we'll hear from you again. Good luck with everything you're doing. I know you've got some great stuff happening, and I can't wait to hear and see what you guys are working on. Goodbye for now, and I'll see you around the internet.
Wow.
I love John. I work with John a lot. He does a lot of reviews for us. And so whenever we have different companies reaching out, asking if we're interested in reviewing certain things, you know, John is always one of the first people to say, yes, I want this. This is amazing. And he's just such a delight. So, and one of our Roto writers, again, like there's the Rotoscopers and then there's the Roto writers. And then there's the broader term for Rotoscopers, which is to me, anyone who's an animation fan, anyone who just loves animation and you love to dissect it and just kind of like your life. So, yeah, good times.
All right. So now we have Matt Santiago, and he has a question.
Hey, Rotoscopers. This is Matt Santiago. I just wanted to wish you guys good luck, and I will miss you guys and your podcast. And I wanted to ask you guys, if you could only choose to show your kids one animated movie, what would you show it to them? Would it be something that you grew up with or something that's made today? And basically, what kind of sentimental value does it have to you guys? And I hope you guys have an awesome podcast, and I hope you guys come back soon. Thank you.
Okay, that's a really hard question. Why must you make me choose? okay, so if I'm gonna show one animated movie, I think it would be Sleeping Beauty. I just think that artistically is one of the most beautiful films ever, and it's got great classical style of music that I think is timeless. So I feel like that one will always have a place in film and in everything. I just love it. So,
yeah, I mean, this is an interesting question, because is this a movie that I'm showing them once and this is the only movie they'll ever be able to watch? Therefore, it's going to be repeat on my house for eternity. Then I got to be careful. Or just, you know, they get one animated movie. This is it. And then all other, you know, they'll never see any other one in their life. But I'm going to take it that way. I think I would choose, I'm going back to our very first episode, Beauty and the Beast. I feel that really is just such a classic. And it has so many great highlights of animation where, you know, this is the beginning of the Renaissance. It's a Disney princess. It has these great animators who are involved. It's a musical. So we have like that side of animation. And it's really just a fantastic all around movie. You know, one of the few we gave 5 stars. Mm-hmm. And I just, how could you not love Beauty and the Beast no matter who you are? Like, everyone needs to see it and love it.
I love it. All right, Milan Harrison.
Hello, Rotoscopers. This is Milan speaking, and I just want to thank you all so, so much for being my favorite podcast over the past years. And the first podcast that I listened to you from you guys was Toy Story 2. I think it was episode 34, which would have been way back in early 2013, and it's super cool to see how the podcast has changed since then. Like, Frozember was such a cool thing, and I feel like that we, the Rotoscopers fans, and you guys, the Rotoscopers, were the first ones to create hype for this movie. I think we were the first fans of the film, for sure, in the world.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other cool little things that I've learned from your podcast. One that stands out to me is learning about The Thief and the Cobbler. Because of you guys, that was the first time that I heard about that movie. And it's such an amazing story behind it, and I really appreciated learning about it. Also, I can't wait to see more articles on the website, and I really, really hope you guys continue your April Fool's articles tradition, because, hey, it's kind of neat how you guys, or probably Pablo, actually, can predict the future, and these articles are magically coming true. So, once again, Rotoscopers, thank you very much, and I'm proud to be a Rotoscopers fan.
You know, it's awesome slash pathetic that our
Pablo's articles. Mind you, Pablo's.
Yes, he's definitely been the one driving that behind the scenes, but I have come true, which really, I mean, we're supposed to be a joke. And that's not the reality that we live in. We live in a joke world, basically.
I feel like Disney just has been watching us, because we know they have this whole time. And they've just like, you know what? It did really well on the Rotoscopers. Apparently, we should do that.
Huh. Maybe we should do that. Yes.
It continues to go viral.
That, you know, Disney acquires the live action rights for Anastasia. That's one of my favorite ones.
It so is.
It's just so off the wall. And, you know, it was like, no way is that ever going to happen. But then they bought 20th Century Fox. Owns that movie. So it's like, oh, she's a Disney princess now. Wow, that happened. How did that happen? And so, yeah, guys, never when you see one of our April Fool's articles, don't discredit it. Just give it a few years and Disney will come around. You know, a big corporation, it takes time for things to, you know, get moving with them. But yeah,
Cars
it'll
three?
Happen.
Cars 3?
Cars 3. Was Cars 3 one of ours?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was Cars 3.
Cars 3's been around for a long time. Yeah, that's crazy. It's really crazy. One thing that a few callers have mentioned is Frozember and Frozen. And that, I think, like, we can't, you know, have an episode without talking about how important Frozen was to us and is to us. And we were kind of at the very beginning, you know, we didn't really have much content for our YouTube channel. And so we kind of got the scoop on Frozen, and Disney hadn't released hardly any information. No one really knew it was coming. And so we were one of the only people talking about it. So a lot of people found us through the YouTube channel and then went and listened to the show. And now I feel like it's just a completely different world. There's so many channels. There's so many people out there that, like, every little speck of news that it's being covered. It wasn't like that in, you know, 2013, very early 2013 when we were doing that. And it's just crazy to me. And we did that series called Frozember, where we had an article every single day and people still talk about Frozember. You know, we haven't really redone that with other movies that have come out, but I think just because our hype level was just so high for Frozen that everyone, you know, you, me, and other people on the team, we were just all in for this amazing movie that was going to come out with two princesses. And so I look back at Frozember with very, very fond memories because it was a really big deal for us.
It really was. And, like, we got to meet all of the creators from it, and we talked to them on the white carpet, and it was just, I mean, really, it changed so much for us. And that was during the time because of Frozen. It's when we were, like, all into everything, the YouTube channel, everything else, you know? So it was just it bled into every aspect of my life during that time. And once it came out, it's like, we've been talking about this movie for over a year, and you noobs just discovered it when it came out 3 months ago. Come on. And, like, that's just how I felt. Like, I was like, I know everything about this movie. And then it was so great. I loved it. It was one of my favorite times. And like you said, there were just so many people that jumped on because of the Frozember, and everyone was just so happy about it. It was so great. He also mentioned that, what was the other thing he mentioned? He mentioned, we talked about The Thief and the Cobbler. And that one also for me was huge because I had never heard of this movie. And I was just, I was amazed at just everything that came behind it. And it was one of those, if you were in the industry, you know, since the 70s, basically, you knew about this, film, but this was not something that we came to know about until we watched the documentary on it and then interviewed the documentary's director. So that one was really cool.
Distance of vision.
Yeah. I got to meet Milan on the Instagram as well one time. I was like, you're cool.
Ah, nice.
It's like, awesome. Okay, now we're moving into Nabeth.
Hi, Rotoscopers. Oh, well, I would like to thank you for filling my nights with animation while I was doing my homework. And also thank you for a very personal thing that is also special to me, and is that you were my first international client. You let me design the cover of your podcast without even knowing me. And that is still priceless. Priceless, sorry, till today. I want to wish you the very best on your side projects. And I know you're going to do great because, I mean, how could you not do great? Hopefully I'll be here on this chair waiting for you to come back and to greet you with a standing ovation when that day comes. Bye-bye.
Aw. Aw. Yeah, so Nabeth was one of our very first listeners, and when we started to have a need official artwork, do you remember the first artwork that we had?
Oh, yeah.
It was...
The
really
Rotoscopers.
Like, it was like teal because I'm obsessed with teal. I like anything like light teal, aqua is my jam.
Tiffany.
So of course I picked those colors, and it was in Helvetica font, all caps, and it said the, then Roto, and then Scopers underneath it. And I'm like, why did I?
I actually liked it.
Whatever. It was. It is what it is. And I remember somehow coming across Nabeth because she was a listener and realizing that she did art and projects like that. And so I reached out to her and she did tons of concepts for us until we ultimately narrowed down on that one. And it was just really cool. And it's been the podcast art ever since.
Yeah. Yay, Nabeth. All right. Now we're going to do Olivia.
Hey, Rotoscopers. My name is Olivia, and this is my first voicemail for an Animation Addicts podcast. I'm somewhat of a new listener, and some of my favorite episodes from the series are The Hunchback of Notre Dame, The Prince of Egypt, Kung Fu Panda 1 through 3, Song of the Sea, and The Emperor's New Groove, since those are reviews of a few of my favorite animated films. Anyway, I just love listening to your guys' podcast because you guys are hilarious. My favorite moment would have to be from the Kung Fu Panda 2 episode, which, if I must say, the film is by far the best sequel. Well, ever, with the soundtrack and the villain and just everything. And I love when Mason imitates Lord Shen by saying, Mom, Dad, I just slaughtered all the pandas. Are you proud of me? And he imitates Shen's mother by saying, You're a monster! Ugh, I can't do it as well as he can, but now I always say that part to myself when I watch it. Oh, I also love when you guys quote different lines of dialogue from it. I'm sure if I was actually talking along with the three of you on that episode, I bet all of us would compete with each other in some type of Shen-off, similar to what Mason did with Tony in that Kronk-off. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Now that we've got the pleasantries out of the way, please leave my house. I love Lord Shen, and I just wanted to show off my mildly amusing impression. Well, you guys are amazing, and I wish you the best on those projects y'all are working on, as well as just life in general. Love you so much. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Oh, man.
Yeah, there are a lot of quotes there. There are a lot of good memories.
I go back and I'll still listen to old episodes. Obviously, they're just some of my favorite things. And when I listen to them, not only do I like remember recording them, but I also remember like where I was in my life at the time, because as I mentioned in the last episode, like I've moved across the country twice, just, you know, in the same sense that Alyssa said earlier on. It's like there's just different parts of my life that I remember doing the podcast. And so for the last 6 years, I've made a lot of changes. So like, first off, like, I just remember every room that I was in. I've lived in like 4 different places. And so it's like, man, I remember exactly where I was in my life when I remember that episode. And so there's just so many good memories that I have. And every time it's just like, man, it takes me back. Good times.
All right. Was this mystery one for us?
Yeah. So this last one, I couldn't tell what the name was. So if you could let us know in the comments of this episode, I would love it. But here's our last voicemail.
Hey guys, it's EJ Miguel. I'm a bit of a fan of you guys since back in 2013 with the whole Frozen and Big Hero 6 thing. I mean, let's just say, in a sense, I've been always following you guys and with animation news and everything. The one, I always liked the April Fools where the Big Hero 6 shared universe was happening. So that was kind of a funny moment for me because, like, I genuinely believe it happened, but then, no, it's something out of my fan fiction ideas or anything. Yes, I'm a writer and stuff. I don't want to keep you guys waiting, and I know maybe you're not going to get this voicemail, but to be honest, thank you guys for your animation podcast. I've been listening to not every single one of them, but the ones I did listen was Anastasia, Big Hero 6, Frozen, I think Rise of the Guardians, and, you know, yeah. I mean, I know this is not going to be the final one, but it's going to be the final one for now, so count it as not a goodbye, but until we meet again, so that's when I get the vibe out of you guys. And hope you guys actually did well and, you know, hoping the Rotoscopers crew, you guys continue to with animation and everything. I think animation is overlooked sometimes. So thank you guys. Bye.
There you have it. Everlasting love. Oh, man. You know, everybody in here, I'm so grateful for your guys's, the time that you took to send that was just amazing. So thank you.
Yeah. That's one thing is that it takes a lot to send a voicemail. It seems so easy. Like just call us, just give us your thoughts. But a lot of times it's, you know, some people don't want to call or they're nervous or they don't know what to say. So the fact that we got so many voicemails really means a lot. And I appreciate everyone from taking the time to send these voicemails and bringing up all these fun moments and things from the history of the show. It was just really great to talk about and, you know, relive the podcast the past 6 years with you guys. So thank you so, so much.
So what are some things that you have learned from doing the podcast from the beginning to now?
So I think one of the things that I've learned from the podcast is that you kind of never know where your projects or life is going to go. Like if I would have looked back, if you would have told me from our very first episode and, you know, given me a reel of all the cool highlights and cool things that we would be able to experience through the podcast and the people we'd meet and the friends we'd be able to make and just all the opportunities, I would not believe you and would definitely say you're crazy. But, you know, a lot of times we can't see the end when we're starting or even in the middle. And I would just say that, you know, if you love something and it's really your passion, like just keep at it because there will be great things that come along the way. And I think that's really one of the things I've seen with the podcast. You know, through like recording the individual episodes and like preparing your notes and watching the movies, you never would be able to see these bigger picture things that have been able to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of little things that in my life, like just from the act of podcasting itself, I feel like I have grown in so many other ways too. Ways that I never would have imagined that I would, or I felt I needed to improve upon, just because I was never put in the situation where I needed to get better, you know? So like, for example, just having talking in general, I'm going to say, I grew up as a singer. And so I did a lot of singing growing up, but talking and being able to be articulate and with my thoughts and reactions and just kind of talking one with someone else and like creating I've always been able to create a conversation, but
Chelsea's never been able to talk with people. This is a big step, guys.
It's a big step. No, but being able to just kind of just create a show, you know, it was just something that obviously I never had to do before because it wasn't what I was doing. But I go back and I listen to some of the earlier episodes, and I can tell, I mean, whether or not you guys have ever made a connection at all or not, I hope you really haven't, because that would mean my editing prowess wasn't as good as I thought it was at hiding these things. But I really didn't feel very confident when I was starting out. And I feel like when you go back to like some of the early episodes, my brother would always be like, why don't you ever like talk as much as everybody else? And and I like, at first I was like, well, I probably did talk. I just kind of edited it out because I somehow felt that what I said was dumb or not relevant or just not a good, I just wasn't confident in it. And you can hear kind of in my voice that I just wasn't super confident in what I was saying. And I remember that being like a focus in my mind of, okay, I want to be confident in what I am doing. I want to have confidence in this area of my life. And obviously, I mean, it's one of those things that I've had to really work at to feel like this is what I feel, this is what I think, and I'm going to say it with that confidence, you know? So that was something that this really helped me with. And I was very happy about that.
Yeah, and that reminds me of another really big thing is when we started the podcast, I had no idea how to record a podcast, how to upload a podcast, mm-hmm. to get it on iTunes, to do all the things that are involved with doing a podcast. And then on top of that, with a website and creating a website, creating a blog. And, you know, I just started and I just did it. And I found tutorials online and I kind of pushed my way through and figured it out. And now it's like I could do it in my sleep. I could edit a podcast and upload it and have it on iTunes, you know, as quick as I need to be. And I can, you know, change all sorts of things on the website and update the websites and, you know, migrate a website, move things. It's really, really incredible the things that you learn, but you just have to take it a baby step at a time. And mm-hmm. I think if I would have been really intimidated by, I don't know how to do this, therefore I'm just not going to do it, I mean, you would never have the podcast today.
Right.
And so that really is a huge thing, because I think a lot of times we think, oh, well, someone else is already doing this. They're already, you know, YouTube, for example, you know, it's the same thing with YouTube and like mm-hmm. recording and that whole process. Like, well, there's already these big YouTubers and they already know and they have such a big following and I'm going to be a nobody and no one's going to watch my videos, or I don't even know how to get a video up, and or it could be anything in your life, any project or like business you want to start or anything. And I think if you stop yourself because you don't know how to do something, it's a big missed opportunity. And just really take things one little baby step at a time. You don't have to, you know, eat the whole dinosaur at once. Just eat a teeny little bit. And that's totally the wrong analogy. I don't know.
I mean, are you going to like chew on the toenails? What are you trying to get at?
Eat the whole elephant all at once. So you eat bite by bite anyway. The dinosaur. Why not? We did an episode on it. We also did an episode on elephants. Let's eat them both.
You know, well, here you go. Elephant
once. Anyway, try to get serious again. But you just do it, guys. Like, just whatever you has been holding you back, and if what's holding you back is I don't know how to do that, just figure it out. And even if your first attempt isn't that great, at least you did it. There's so many people out there who can't say that. There's people who are held back all the time in their whole entire lives because they don't know and then they don't try. And I think that's like one of the biggest things in the podcast for me is like, there really isn't anything holding me back. Just because I don't know something doesn't mean that I can't know it and figure it out mm-hmm. and get really good at it.
Yeah. Well, and you know, to go a little bit further on my whole thing is I had somebody ask me to give a keynote presentation about the Rotoscopers and about just some of the things that we've done with the podcast. And that wouldn't have been something that I would have been comfortable doing off the cuff, just because even though I had been in front of people talking and giving a presentation and walking people through different things, was not something that I knew how to do. And so having done it for many years at that point, I'm like, oh, I could do this. Okay. Yeah. I can talk about that. And, from then on out, I mean, it was just from then on out, like people are just coming up to me like, oh, we want to, you know, we know that you do a podcast. So what is the best microphone to use? And what is this to use? And I think as evident through this episode alone, it is not about the type of microphone that you use, because there have been some of these people who have been listening to us when our microphones were shoddy. We had no microphones. We just went with it, you know, but we knew the person that we wanted to talk to, and that was you. We knew our crew. We knew our tribe, who we were actually gearing this to, and it was more people like us. And I try to tell people that all the time, and they're like, but I really feel like I just need to know and have all of the best equipment before I put myself out there and yada, yada, yada. I'm like, honey, you're not going anywhere if you're just focusing on the stupid audio. Like, do you realize we would have gotten nowhere if we would have focused on audio problems being the only thing holding us back, you know? So I think like those are some of the main things that people ask me about. I'm like, no, it's all about your tribe. It's really all about who you're trying to talk to. And with this podcast, it's just, once again, it just goes to show you everybody who called in, everybody who's made any type of a comment on the website, they all came because of a common interest, and they are all very, forgiving for technical difficulties. So as long as you have that, you know what, if you put your heart into it, people will see that.
Totally. Yeah. If it really comes down to being, it doesn't matter about the quality of your video or your audio or whatever. I mean, really it's about you. Mm-hmm. And there's something about you that sparkles or that is different. And I think of like all the different YouTubers or podcasts that I listen to. Some have great audio and production values, and others are very, very poor. And that really, it doesn't hold me back. The reason I go back and continue is because I like the people that are behind it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one thing that you really have to, you know, look at when you're starting a new project is, you know, what makes you different? What makes you special? What do you have to offer, mm-hmm, that people will want to come back? So.
And how can you help others? Like what?
Yeah.
That's really what it is. I've had this phrase in my head for the last long while, and I think it's relevant in this way of the difference between a performer and an entertainer. And if you are starting some type of project that you are trying to put out in front of an audience, are you trying to be a performer or an entertainer? A performer is somebody who says, you know, put the spotlight on me, look at what I can do. While an entertainer is one who is looking at the audience and says, what do you need? And how can I help you be entertained? How can I help you? And that's really what you have to do in every aspect of your life. If I think about myself, no one really wants to listen to what I got. But I care about you, and I want to see what you guys have going on and how I can help you and entertain you and kind of lift your spirits in some way. So like, that's probably one of my biggest lessons also that I've learned from this. So Morgan, what are you planning to do with your time off?
So I'm going to take the next few months. I'm actually having a baby.
Yay!
In May. So yeah, that's really woohoo! Thunderfoo made an appearance. And so that's definitely going to be another change in my life, and kind of one of the big things, like, you know, right now when we've had to record the podcast, I really have had to very strategically plan out when I'm going to record, because anyone who has kids know you can't just be like, okay, you need to be quiet for an hour to an hour and a half while I record, because you can't be on the audio, and it just it really does not work out that way. So I've had to very much plan when I'm going to do the podcast. And that's just going to get, you know, doubly as hard in the next few months. So I'm just going to take this next time and just really figure out life as a family of four for me. And then I do have ideas for other projects, but they're not really baked yet. So follow me on Instagram at Morgan Stradling, and you can keep up with those. But, you know, I'm always a doer, have to be doing something. And so there's lots of things in my head that I'm just kind of getting ready to act on, and kind of not waiting for like the perfect time, because there's never a perfect time, but I'm just trying to plan things out in my head and be in a place where I can then execute on those. Yeah. So yeah, that's me for the next little bit. I mean, some would say not very exciting, but I think it's very, very exciting.
You're creating life. It's alive.
That is the goal. That is the goal.
Well, I have lots of cool things going on right now. I feel like, you know what? If Morgan's creating life, I've got to put something together. So I've got a lot of different projects going on. I just released a live album, and it is one of my performances at the Rock and R Ranch, and is available on iTunes, Spotify, and Amazon Music, and anywhere great music is sold. Alexa finally knows who I am, so if you want to say, hey, you know, I want to listen to Chelsea Robson, she will find me. So I'm also writing a book, as interestingly enough. I'm writing a book full of like family stories and lessons that I've learned while growing up at a Western dinner theater. So that's where I grew up. And it started out as like a CD booklet, because I'm also doing a studio album right now. And like, it just grew. I was like, I'm going to have to make this a really big CD case, or I'm just going to make this a book. And so it just evolved, and that's what's going on. And then also the day that this podcast is released, I am starting an Indiegogo campaign to be able to finish said studio album. But also, because it's the end of the Rotoscoper podcast, I wanted to do something really special, and it's been on my list and like on my project things to do. It's just, I haven't had the funding to be able to finish it. So I'm going to be doing an album called The Piano Sessions. And this is definitely Rotoscopers approved for sure, because it is full of songs from animation, Broadway, and just some of my favorite songs that I've always wanted to cover. And each one will be accompanied by an original piano performance by one of my amazing piano playing friends. And like, there's some of them that are just amazing, what they've done with it. And it really just brings such a new depth to some of my old favorites. So I'm really excited about those. Both albums will be 14 songs long and feature two originals. So I would love it if you guys would be able to check that out, see if that's something that you would like to help me with. And every donation, no matter what the donation is, will get the first chapter of the book. And then it will also, as a base perk, if you happen to do it in the first 15 days, then you will also get a free download of the whole album, Life on the Ponderosa, for free. So I would love it if you guys could go to that. Go to chelsearobson.com/gogo to be able to check it out. I think they're cool perks. Morgan, have you checked them out?
They're pretty cool perks. I'm checking them out right now.
Yay. So I'm so excited about these, and I would love to be able to share them. Basically, it's starting out as the first album would cost about $6,500 to be able to finish. And then after that, if I can get up to $16,000 in this push, then I'll be able to finish both albums by the end of the year. So I would love to be able to do that. So I'd love your help.
Awesome. Man, good stuff. Good stuff. So yeah, here's the thing, guys. The sooner you can help Chelsea achieve this goal, maybe the sooner the podcast can come back, because this is a big goal for her right now.
It is.
Okay?
It is.
And that has taken precedent over the Animation Addicts podcast. So just saying.
Just
help
saying.
A sister out.
I'm just really excited about it too. So yay.
Well, guys, that is it for this episode of the Animation Addicts podcast. Thank you so much again to everyone who left voicemails, anyone who's ever listened and supported the show, given us a rating, shared the show, or just loved the show and just been overall very positive and happy. Again, I feel like I'm a broken record here, but I love the community that's been able to form with my fellow animation addicts. There are people like you guys. You're not a crazy person. Guys, there are people like you that are adults or teenagers or just people who love animation for the stories that it tells and the art form and just for the creativity that it allows and the movies that it's able to produce and the TV shows and everything. It's been a wild ride. It's been so fun being a part of this, and I can't wait for more.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate everything that's come through this. And yeah, we're not closing the door. But it's been, you know, for this phase of the podcast, it's like the MCU, you know, there's different phases. For this phase of the podcast, it's just been amazing and a great, great chapter in our lives.
So I would definitely make sure that you still are subscribed to the podcast on iTunes and wherever you subscribe and listen to your podcast, because you never know, there could be a surprise episode that pops up here and there, a movie that we're just dying to talk about. And so stay subscribed, because that's really the main way that you'll be able to see this. And hopefully it makes your day. But until next time, and until that time,
we are the Rotoscopers.
Hey, can you give me 30 seconds?
Uh-huh.
Okay. 1 second. Okay, I am back.
Welcome back. I want my 30 seconds back. I'd probably waste them anyway. Thanks so much for that. That was nice. Shut up.
Thanks so much for that. Yeah.
Okay, stop.
I'm really excited to do our Roto Rewatch next week.
I know. When Hannah sent that picture, oh my gosh, I was so happy.
Amazing.